We're doing the Avat Chesed. We'll dedicate our learning today to Sarachaya Bat Dani HaKohen. And we left off, we had learned the Zohar that the Chafetz Chaim quoted, that stinginess is like an illness that God sends on a person. Once he starts being stingy, Hashem makes him be even more stingy to the point where he himself doesn't enjoy his own wealth. And the Chafetz Chaim brings here in a footnote, Gam Katvu Basfurim HaKadoshim, the Holy Works also wrote, "Sheyasim adam lev," that a person should take note. Im lachar p'tirato yitnu lo lemala biyado sefer Torah kanahug, whether after he dies, up in heaven, will they give him a sefer Torah as is customary in heaven? A person should think for a moment. When I get to Shemayim, will they give me a sefer Torah? Sheshalin lo laadam al kol mitzvah bifrat, because before they give him the sefer Torah, they review the mitzvos with a person. And they ask him over each mitzvah, did you keep this mitzvah? Uvvaday yavo lidei sheila gam al mitzvah gdola zon. Undoubtedly, they'll ask him about this great mitzvah. They'll ask him, v'chi yamuch achicha v'chezakta bo. The Torah says, when you see your brother becomes impoverished, strengthen him. Im ki imak kadin. Has he maintained that mitzvah in accordance with the law? Ma yashiv. What's he going to answer? V'az yaskiru. And then they'll remind him, yomru lo abedin shel mala. And the courts above will tell him, the Sefer Zichronot Patuah, they have the book that has a record of everything. That book is going to be open. And they'll tell him, Zichrona be'oto zman be'oto yom lachodesh ahu. You remember that day, that time, and this month, Yashavta be'vitcha al kisek v'otcha b'simcha. You were sitting at home. Everything was calm and happy. Ve'az baba layla oto ani elecha. And that night, a pauper came to you. Shaya mitchila ba'la bayit. Originally, he used to own that house. He came to you, bevakashot v'tachnunim shetalvelo al mashkon. He asked for a loan. He said, I'll give you good collateral. V'ashevot alo berega. And in a moment, you answered him, I efshal alvotcha, I can't give you a loan. V'alach b'fachei nefesh meitcha, v'lo samta el libcha. And he left you totally dejected, and you didn't take note. Shehu haya mityetzi mishto v'ze kama yamim im yelech olav. He'd spent days beforehand contemplating with his wife, should I go and ask for the loan, should I not? Because it's very embarrassing for him to come and ask you for a loan. He was embarrassed to come to you by day. So he came at night. You think he just came? He spent time thinking, what collateral could he offer that you'd find you'd be happy with? He also contemplated what time is the correct time to come and ask. He wanted to come to you at a time that was convenient. And you, without a moment's thought, without taking into contemplation everything he invested, he'd been spending days waiting for this moment. He'd been spending days building up the courage to actually come and ask for the loan, contemplating with his wife, preparing how to offer, when to offer, what to offer, and asking you for the loan. And you, in one moment, you said, "Dachit oto b'shtei yadayim." You pushed him off with both hands, saying, "I efshal amalot mishalotecha, I can't do what you want." Ve'az nishbar libo b'kirbo kacher sa nishbar. And then his heart was broken within him, like earthenware that's broken. Ve'shav le'beito b'voshet uchlima, and he returned home in shame, in embarrassment. V'hinei kodem shechazal lebeito, hayum tzapim alav banav uvnei beito. Before he came home, his family was anticipating that he'd come home and he'll have the loan. Matay yavo avinu lanu, ulai yeh lanu od shum tikva. They held hope in that request that he brought you. Aval kshebah b'yadayim rekanot miitcha, but when he came back empty-handed from you, Yashivu kulam livkot, they all sat down and wept. Ve'amru, and they said, Ma yiyeh achriteinu, what's going to be our end? Ma yiyeh sofeinu, what's going to happen ultimately? Halo nikva barav kulanu, we'll all die in hunger. Ve'al yedei b'chiyatam shaltaz lamarom, and through their cry that went up to heaven, nitgaber az koach adin al ha'olam me'od, the power of exacting justice got even stronger over the world. Besof devar haya shal yedei ze shlo haya lo b'melach yot anshei beito, and because they were weakened, huchlash kocha mide yom b'yom v'ra'av, ad shehachalashim shbehem nasu cholim al yedei ze, they became weakened, and some of them became ill because of that. V'yeto bnei beton asuno didim lalechem, and the remnants had to go trying to figure out where they'd get bread. V'nit motet v'yeto legamre. His whole house collapsed. V'ata amod badin v'akel ma'asecha. Now stand to justice. Recognize your actions. Urei magaramta b'miyutchem latcha la'anashim aluvim umari nefesh. See what you caused with the fact that you didn't have compassion for people who were in such a bitter state. Kama tzar tzialta lemala et Hashem yitbarach bazeh. How much tzar, you caused God sorrow in doing this. Be'et she'alta b'chiyatam lamarom, when their cry went up to heaven. V'chama nitgaber az koach hadin al yadcha. And then how much exacting justice came to the world because of you. V'chama gzerot nisba v'azai al yedei zeh. And how many decrees, bad decrees came to the world because of you. And the truth is that we think it's only about charity. It's not only about charity. Sometimes you have an employer that the guy cuts the guy's salary, or the guy needs a raise, or he fires a guy. And these are dinei nefashot. You know, when you're dealing with a person's salary, you're also dealing with his life. It's his livelihood. It's not only a question of tzedakah. There are many areas in our life where we have these choices, and we have to give it that weight. We have to realize it's his life, it's his family's life. Uchshem shelo chamalta leani, and then in heaven they say, just as you didn't have mercy over the poor, kachen lachmol alecha, so too there's no reason to have mercy over you. Benigzal dinov v'onshol fiyerech hasibot shenisbavaz al yedei niyut chamnato. And then when they decide his court case, they give value to all the things that his lack of compassion caused. V'ita b'vayikra rabba, and the Medrash says on Vayikra, Amar Rabbi Yavin, when the poor man is standing at the entrance to your home, God is standing on his right. As the verse says, Ki amod limin avyon, God stands to the right of the poor. Im natata lo, if you gave him, da, then I want you to know, mi shomed al yamino noten lecha shkarcha. The one who's standing on his right will give you your wages. Vim lo natata lo, but if you don't give him, da, then I want you to know, mi shomed al yamino poreh mimcha. The one who's standing on his right, he'll take it back from you. As the verse says, Lo shiv mi shoftei nafsho. Ve'al ken yaskil adam nitbonen tamid al tzarat adan. That's why a person has to take note of the affliction of the poor. V'kuyam alav ma she'amar ha-katuv. And then it will be fulfilled about in that which the verse says, Ashrei maskil el dal. Praised is the one that gives his thought to the suffering of the poor. V'yom ra'a yemaleteu Adonai. And when a day of bad comes, Hashem will pay him back because he took care of the poor. Hashem will help him get out of the dangerous or the bad situations, paying him back for his having compassion over the poor.